The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Sounds like it's repeating over.
No, it will stop on its own. And I don't know if it had stopped on its own or if that was our board off. But anyways, whichever way, thank you for that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I guess he stopped listening after we did the one guy, one jar thing to him.
Oh, man. Yeah, I shouldn't be bringing that up too often. We don't want to upset any of our other board ops.
And
we do have more than one of them who help us out. Bring you up to speed here if you're just tuning into the show. Houston, and apparently this was 6 months ago, passed what they call the Houston Equal Rights Ordinance, or HERO, as it is called. And this has resulted in lawsuit after lawsuit, apparently, and now in the midst of one of these lawsuits, there's been subpoenas issued to pastors to forced them to hand over their sermons, which was crazy. That's the story that came across the freetalklive.com, thanks to one of our listeners, earlier, and of course made me curious. What is this equal rights ordinance? What is this anti-discrimination ordinance that has precipitated all this? The story's from MSNBC.com, so we're going to flash you back here to May 29th of this year. People in Houston, the nation's fourth largest city, now have something they've never had before on paper: protection against discrimination. On Wednesday night, the city council approved the highly controversial equal rights ordinance. The 11-6 vote was met with an eruption of cheers, cries, and hugs inside a packed meeting room in Houston City Hall. It came after an 11-hour meeting. 11 hours! Can you imagine this?
11 hours of bureaucrats chatting.
Oh my gosh. Anybody who's ever sat in for an hour knows how excruciatingly difficult it can be to stomach a city council meeting for 60 minutes, let alone 11 hours.
I can't believe it.
An overflow crowd of more than 200 Houstonians voiced support and opposition for the measure. The city secretary says the meeting was the largest public turnout Houston had ever seen at a city council meeting. The ordinance bans discrimination in housing and employment among 14 characteristics, including protections based on sexual orientation and gender identity. It was a personal and public victory for openly gay Mayor Annis Parker, who began creating the law back in December. She signed the ordinance shortly after the vote. She told MSNBC on Thursday,
"I think it's great that they can have an openly gay mayor. I'd like to say that, but I don't think that they should be able to just go ahead and tell you who you're going to do business with."
No kidding.
If I am a, you know, Bible-believing fundamentalist Christian and I own a house, I should be able to not rent that to gay people if that's what I want. I don't want gay people shipping in my house. I should be able to do that.
That's not your viewpoint. You were just saying if you had that viewpoint.
If I had that viewpoint, I think that that's fine.
I also love how, you know, it's the tone of it sort of sounds like they're just celebrating this, you know, wonderful act of democracy until there's a referendum, right? Until somebody wants to have a referendum, then we've got to strike that down because...
Because what happened ultimately was this particular ordinance was challenged via the referendum process, which is supposed to get 17,000 some signatures for. They got 50,000 And then ultimately the city disqualified something like, the supermajority of those 15,000. They brought it down to around 15,000 valid signatures and said, sorry, you're 2,000 short.
Whoops, you missed.
So then there was a suit after that. And well, anyway, going back to the original story here to kind of understand what this thing is. What does it mean, this Houston Equal Rights Ordinance? The mayor says, it is by no means the most important thing I will accomplish as mayor, but it is personally meaningful to me because I understand what the hundreds of people who came before the council to describe their experience and the pain and discrimination they face daily. Before the week's vote, Houston was the country's largest city, says MSNBC, with no laws protecting citizens against discrimination. There are federal protections for race, colors, religion, sex, and age.
So we need
others,
a few more on the city level.
But nothing on the books federally for members of the LGBT community. Congress has debated but failed to pass the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. The bill would extend protections to gay and transgender Americans. Parker, the mayor, said, the ordinance provides a local mechanism to address instances of discrimination because we had no existing equal rights ordinance, and before this ordinance there was nothing short of a federal lawsuit if someone experienced discrimination. No, no, no. If you experience discrimination, the only option is not a federal lawsuit. The option is to talk about it. The option is to let people know, hey, I went down to Joe's Bar and Grill, and I wanted to get a job as a bartender. But Joe told me, I don't like gay people. And so therefore I say to you, do not attend Joe's Bar and Grill if you are gay or if you support gay people and equal rights.
You'd think the Houston Chronicle would care about that story, right? Yeah. And that would give Joe a lot of bad press.
Right. To me, the solution to bad speech, that's what this is, right? Discrimination is bad speech.
It's, arguably.
Yeah. The solution to bad speech is more speech. Because you were told, maybe at some point, sorry, buddy, I don't want to hire you because you are fill in the blank. You know,
right.
You are something that I don't like. Whatever it is. You've got a religion. You don't have a religion. Whatever it is. Someone told that to you privately. Maybe it was the owner of the business, or maybe it was one of the employees that you happen to know who said they know why you weren't hired. Hey, look, the reason you weren't hired is because this guy hates gay people.
Right. And if you've got enough people in your city that you can pass a law, right? You're presumably talking about if they're passing laws, if this is a representation of the majority of opinion, then it would stand to reason that, you know, you go out somebody as a bigot or whatever, that this is going to cost these people a few bucks and cause them to think twice about what they're doing. But, of course, that's not good enough for radical left-wing activists who just want to use the force of the state against their enemies.
W.E.B. Du Bois, a black civil rights activist from, I think, early 1900s, he suggested that the only way that African Americans or blacks were going to get equality was by doing business with whites, to be on an equal footing, because that would give them the advantage. Rather than working for or trying to go through lawsuits and all that other stuff, he said, you know, let's start our own businesses and do business, because in that circumstance, then we're on equal footing.
Well, that's another thing, is to start your own business and compete with these people. Let's say we're talking about a gay hairstylist who walks into a barbershop or a salon or something like that looking for work and is told, hey, we don't want your kind around here. Well, if we had a more free society without these ridiculous government regulations, then he could easily go and open up his own haircutting salon. What's preventing that from happening today are government ordinances, regulations, licensing laws that make it difficult for poor people to start their own business. For instance, you shouldn't have to rent a storefront to give somebody a haircut. You should be able to give somebody a haircut out of your garage if you want to, or wherever in your home, your back porch, you know, wherever you can sweep
up the
hair.
Some of the best haircuts I ever got were in a garage.
By a gay guy.
I don't think he was, but that probably would have improved matters.
Yeah.
And it's really sloppy business to suggest that the government is somehow going to give you to decide whether or not your hairstylist is qualified to cut hair or not.
Yeah.
I think anybody with a pair of scissors should be able to say, I cut hair. And, you know,
I don't know about that.
Well, I think they should be able to say it. If you go into their business and you're like, hey, where's your qualifications to cut hair? There's nothing, you know, there's no plaques on the wall.
And they're like, I have scissors. And then you're like, okay, here's my money.
Yeah, like, then you really should, you know, the first time in, you probably should be checking some qualifications. Maybe there should be some pictures on the wall, completed heads.
Yeah. You know, if they're running with the scissors, that's a bad sign.
Well, odds are good you found the person through recommendation, right? Because if somebody gives a good haircut, the word's going to get around. Hey, Derek J. gives you a good haircut, and he works cheap.
He sure does.
So if you want to get a haircut, go to him, and then that way you've already got the recommendation. You don't need to look at a book full of pictures or whatever. We're coming up here moments. This is Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 15th, 2014, gold opened at $1,246.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,292.55, $646.27 for a half ounce, or $323.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,292.55, $646.27, and $323.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want right here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything's free. Even the coffee is free.
Go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's not just ordinary store-bought coffee. This is shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's delicious coffee. If you drink coffee, please take a moment, go over to coffee.freetalklive.com, sign up for the subscription. You can cancel at any time. You get the coffee, you don't like it, you can cancel. You get the coffee and you do like it, you can cancel. However, I think that if you like the coffee, you should continue to get your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. It's high-end coffee. It's priced commensurately. But what Buzzbox, the coffee producer that we work with, what they do is they allow us to team up with Kiva.org to offer microloans around the world to different people to help them get a hand up out of poverty. Now, these are real people really asking for things that will really change their lives, not just a, you know, like a group of people where let's go dig a well or something that they may or may not need. This is what they need, and this is what they've asked for, and that's why I love it. And when they pay back the loan, we can loan it to somebody else. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we can continue here a little bit more on the Houston ordinance, Houston Equal Rights Ordinance that's currently tied up in court, but it was passed fairly overwhelmingly by the Houston City Council. It wasn't unanimous, but it was 11-6 vote. There was allegedly the most controversial issue they'd ever faced, the largest turnout ever seen at a city council meeting in Houston. This was passed earlier this year. It's now on hold as it's being challenged in court. But there, of course, has been heavy opposition to this, and for good reason. This is a terrible idea. People should be able to discriminate. But this law says it's not just about protecting people who have, you know, transgender issues or are gay. It's also about protecting everybody. In fact, they apparently are protecting people who are being discriminated against because of their military background or because of their family or because of, you know, various other different
things. There was a case in Boston where a woman decided that she didn't want to rent to some guy who was a vet. And I think that you should be able to do that if that's what you want. If you want to, if you have an apartment or you know, a duplex or whatever, and you decide that you don't want to rent to a person for a particular reason because they are a vet or because they're not a vet, that you should be able to do that. Especially, think about this for a second. If it's a duplex and you have to live right next door to the person, shouldn't you be able to choose for whatever reasons? You're going to discriminate. When you get to pick your neighbor, you're going to discriminate. How are you going to be discriminate? Well, that's sort of up to each individual in their own mind. But
I would love to see some white liberals who are so concerned about discrimination, like, move into a black neighborhood.
I think some have.
I think that if you look at it, you'll find most of them choose to live amongst other white people. They don't move into, like, Harlem or Brentwood in New York.
Indeed not.
Losing references in other places. I don't know that there is a black neighborhood in
I love
New Hampshire.
It when black people move to New Hampshire, and I always want to go and, like, give them a hug and thank them for doing it. Usually don't do that, but I want to. It might feel a little awkward for them if I did, but I did at one time thank one of them for coming here because New Hampshire's just so damn white. There's no diversity up here.
I saw a black guy in New Hampshire once, and I was all like, "Yo, can I get a picture with you?" It was very unusual, yeah. Is the reference.
So toll-free number tonight, 855-453. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Alma. She's in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live,
hey,
Alma.
Sweetie, I went through New Hampshire one time. I tell everybody it's the prettiest state I ever went through in my life.
It's beautiful, especially right now. It's incredible.
It's just too damn white.
I went.
It is. It really is. It needs a little more color of the people. The leaves are very colorful, but I do like to see some, you know, diversity.
Oh, there's some very nice black people.
Yeah.
I met some today in Tallahassee. Very nice, educated, just smarter than me. Shocked me. I said, how'd you get so smart?
That is shocking.
Yeah, oh, God. But anyway, I heard on the radio this morning about the Houston church out there that the mayor wanted the sermons gave to her so she could go over them. But anyway, I've told these radio people for over a year, they will not listen, that we have found an executive order that Bush signed March the 7th, 2006, that removes separation in church, the separation of church and state. It's number 13397. Everyone needs to look it up. I'm not telling a fib. It's on the books.
I'm just curious. Did you get that through your fax machine, Alma?
What?
The executive order?
No, I looked up on, we looked up on the internet.
On the internet, okay. You yeah, sounded for a moment there like Paula.
Go through the executive orders and look up 13397.
I think that this was the one that allowed government agencies to do business with religious agencies, like if for drug treatment centers and that sort of thing.
Well, so this,
like,
this puts people in your church that churches are afraid of. They got spies in there. And if they catch you talking about the government or gays or anything, they will take your, you know, like you get free
501c3 status.
Yeah. They'll take that away from you.
So thank you, Alma, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The that was brought up earlier in this discussion about being a church and having this 501c3 status and that making it so you can't engage in politics. And that's my understanding of the 501c3. And this is the folly, one of the terrible reasons why, or one of the terrible consequences of going 501c3, when there's actually no real benefit to it. From what I can tell. And, Mark, you and I were a couple of the founding members of the Shire Free Church
yep.
up here in New Hampshire. And
it's not a 501c3.
No, it is not, and it will not seek 501c3 status at any point. That is why it is called a free church, because when you, as a church, become 501c3, you are essentially asking the government to become part of their scheme in return for some sort of benefit. But there's no benefit. The lawyers will tell you, oh, yeah, you got to be a tax deductible. You got to be a 501c3.
Because we have to fill out the paperwork for
they're
you.
They're lying to you. Either they're lying or they don't know the truth. And the truth is that apparently
the truth isn't in them.
The IRS's own code shows that if you are a church, and that means you don't get a status from the IRS, you just declare yourself a church, you create a church. If you're a church, people can give you donations and tax deduct those donations. You don't need to be a 501c3 to have that happen.
Interesting.
And
I've got here, I pulled up the Wikipedia for Executive Order 13397.
Okay.
Signed by President George W. Bush on March 7, 2006, concerns the responsibilities of the Department of Homeland Security with respect to faith-based and community initiatives. The executive order directs the Department of Homeland Security to, quote, coordinate a national effort to expand opportunities for faith-based and other community organizations to strengthen their capacity to better meet America's social and community needs. So I don't know that it's making the churches a government agency, but the Department of Homeland Security is somehow supposed to work with churches. And I don't, it doesn't sound quite as ominous as Alma makes it out to be, but it, you know, I
just
certainly don't appreciate the
who knows
Department
how these things
of
get
Homeland Security. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's very vague. That, that the definition, or whatever that was, the summary.
Good thing you signed
vague.
That. We're all saved.
If you're at a church and the Department of Homeland Security comes knocking on the door offering to help you do something,
they're
just
not
tell
there
them
to help.
No. Yeah, just tell them no.
Nine scariest words in the English language.
Have a nice day. We aren't interested in your assistance. 855, 453. And you shouldn't be interested in the 501c3 thing either. That's a bad idea, in my opinion. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's brought to you by ProXPN. That number, 855-450-3733. You take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free, bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Robin Hooders went to court today. And it was the Supreme Court in New Hampshire. If we get a chance, we'll give you a little bit more of information about that. The news stories are just barely coming out about it. Of course, I was there, and I actually recorded video, and that video, the full video of it, I think, is done uploading to the Free Keen YouTube channel. If it's not yet done, it will be done shortly. So be aware of that. If you're a subscriber to the Free Keen YouTube, you'll be able to see it first. So go and check that out, youtube.freekeen.com. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Hey, how about gold and silver? This is a great hedge against inflation. I've got some, and you can hook up too right now because silver is a really great price. Last I heard it was like $17 or something ridiculous like that. Like
it came down pretty low.
Yeah, it's come down. So good time to buy. You can go and hook yourself up with silver and or gold over at gold.freetalklive.com through Midas Resources. They are a great company we've been teamed up with for many years here on Free Talk Live, over a decade, I think, or just about a decade at this point.
Yeah, I've got silver at $17.50.
What a deal. So go to Midas Resources through our website, gold.freetalklive.com, and get whatever you're looking for. There's gold pieces, silver pieces, and there are all kinds of different prices and varieties and things like that. Or you can call them up. Maybe you don't have the internet. Call them at 877. You just prefer to talk to a human being. 877-857-9938. That's toll-free for Midas Resources, 877-857-9938. Or go to gold.freetalklive.com. As we go to Ed, he's in Venice, Florida. Ed, you're listening on the radio tonight there in Venice. Do you know what station you're tuned into?
A QRZ?
I don't know if there is such a station down there. We're on
SRQ?
Yeah, we're on WSRQ out of Sarasota. I didn't realize the signal made it down there. That's good to know. So
is QRZ some like an old call letters for it or something?
Old call station, 102.5 in Sarasota many years ago.
Gotcha. So go ahead, Ed, with your thoughts.
Well, this goes out to all veterans, and I've entered a contract with the VA as far as receiving my medical attention there, and I receive all my medications there. And most recently, I apparently violated my contract with the VA, and what had happened was I was issued a medication called lorazepam for anxiety, panic attacks, so-called maybe Xanax.
Okay.
And it hadn't been refilled. It went from April to April without a refill. So it pretty much expired. But I had some left over. And what happened, I 4 months later, I took them after the expiration date. Well, I tested positive, and they violated all my medications from the VA at that point. So the work
was
very careful.
They're drug testing you for prescription medications?
That they gave you in the past?
Exactly. I don't know how they can get away with it, but it was in the past. It's something they issued to me. I admitted to taking it. I didn't deny it. I could have called in sick that day, not taking the drug test. It was my medication. So I also
I'm just curious. How often are you getting drug tested as someone who is not in the active military anymore and is just receiving treatment from the VA?
Every visit to the VA is drug tested.
Wow. Talk about invasive. That's crazy. So if you show up at the VA and you test positive for anything that's on their no-no list, they get to deny you coverage.
Right. I was issued a lorazepam and hydrocodone for 15 years.
They were giving you hydrocodone for 15 years?
15 years they were giving it to me for.
And now they're saying they're going to cut you off because you took something that they prescribed to you.
Well, they cut the lorazepam off a year ago. And now they've taken away the hydrocodone because I tested positive for the lorazepam, which was expired. But yet we're all guilty of getting a medication, let's say, from the dentist, 20 pain pills for a tooth pulled, and you got 8 or 10 left. You throw them in the medicine cabinet. A year or two later, you fall, slip, you hurt your back. You look at, oh, I got these, and you've taken them. We're all guilty of that, I believe.
That has never happened to me because when I get pain pills, they get eaten very quickly.
But it's not
I can
uncommon.
Tell you that I think that this is a relatively common thing to do. You know, are you just going to throw away medications once the prescription runs out?
No,
I mean, these things are perfectly good.
So why would you throw something away? I mean, what?
Right.
Isn't it a felony to do that?
To throw them away?
No, to not.
To call the patient advocates at the VA. Now, hopefully some veterans are listening. The patient advocates were rude and crude about it. They said, what do you expect us to do, write you a script? We can't override a doctor. There's nothing we can do for you. There's no help out there whatsoever.
Boy, thank goodness the government's looking after its military, huh?
But, I mean, at the same time here, I mean, why are you surprised by this, frankly, right? Because, I mean, what you did was, look, I understand it's a common thing, and I don't think that this had happened to a person in a free society absent the war on drugs. But, I mean, you at some point decided to be a soldier for the state, and you're going to a government agency that is, you know, presumably in full endorsement of the war on drugs, and then you did something that was against their rules, and then they got miffed with you because of that. Why are you surprised?
Well, at first, I must admit, I didn't enter. I was drafted right out of high school.
Very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's also, the war on drugs wasn't a few decades ago what it is today. I think that people, you know, that back in the day can be excused to some extent.
Wow, Ed, thanks for sharing your stories.
I don't think I'm going to go to the street and find some kid to want to sell them to me.
No, but you could go to the Silk Road if you wanted. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the story.
Go get some bitcoins at expresscoin.com, and there you go. The Silk Road.
Well, you wouldn't want to tell anybody why you were getting those bitcoins, and we wouldn't want ExpressCoin to think that we were out.
Oh, yeah, no. Of course, ExpressCoin has nothing to do with that.
Right, but if you would acquire bitcoins, then you could, in some way, then you could go to the Silk Road. And acquire almost anything you possibly could imagine.
That attempt to help our advertiser failed miserably, didn't it?
Well, again, just don't send them an email saying, hey, I'm going to use your service for
can
this
Can you
purpose.
Help me buy some drugs?
Yeah. So, anyway, go and learn about Silk Road on your own. There's a lot you need to learn before you do anything with that. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Let's go to Nathan in Texas via Skype. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your
mind? One of the interesting things about the Borg is that Star Trek never would have taken off without them. They were introduced in the third season, and the show really got a lot of media buzz. Yeah, and the script by Michael Piller and the score by Ron Jones catapulted the show into pop culture awareness, which really Star Trek's never attained.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah,
I mean,
nobody knows.
Okay, but the show made it to its third season without the Borg, so the argument, I think, could be made that it had already taken off, at least popular enough to get, you know, to warrant a second and third season.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, the media attention and the ratings, like spiked at that point because of the writing and, all the effect shots and just the whole package. So
I do remember becoming sort of more excited about Star Trek when the Borg got involved. I'll grant him that. But, yet, like you said, I mean, you're in your third season already. I mean, if they renewed you twice, it stands to reason that you're doing all right.
So what you're saying is
I watched it before that, and I liked the acting is what got me in it.
So what you're saying is the Borg was, like, the killer villain for the Star Trek Next Generation.
Pretty much. And then they went on to kind of squander that, and they kind of became less intimidating and interesting as the whole franchise went on. But I can tell you a little bit about their abilities if you want to continue the Skynet.
Go for it. Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. We talked earlier in the show for listeners just tuning in. Someone called in earlier and ended up in a discussion about pop culture. Who would win the Borg versus Skynet? What do you think, Nathan?
Well, I would say it depends because I've only seen the original Terminator.
Way to take a stand.
Terminator abilities.
No, I think so, Ian definitely figured it out. The Borg is like Skynet's evolution.
Well, the Borg, their main ability is that they're individually physically strong, and as a group they can replicate rapidly, adapt rapidly, and they can assimilate anything that you know into their group knowledge. Mm. And I think that's where the metaphor with socialism comes in, as a little aside, is that you have this kind of mindless, mass collective coming in and forcibly, you know, taking you by force, making you part of their group, making you follow their rules. It's a very socialist-y kind of thing.
Wasn't Gene Roddenberry a commie?
So he was kind of in that direction. I don't know if he was a literal communist, but you know, whenever someone says like we need to go over there with the troops, I always kind of think like that, kind of like the Borg, because the Borg always speak with we. They always say we will do this, we will do that, and of course they also mean you when they say we.
And they'll harm you if you don't.
Yeah, it's an interesting observation. So go out on a limb. Who would win, Skynet or the Borg?
If the Borg can assimilate them, then the Borg would win. If not, they'd lose. So I'm betting on the Borg.
All right. Thanks for the call, Nathan. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here in moments on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Hey, guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel's paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com. Code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can also join Chris Cantwell on his blog, ChristopherCantwell.com.
Yeah,
and you can check Chris Campbell out. He does writings and sometimes does a podcast called Some Garbage Podcast. Go and do that. Rich Paul was talking about maybe being on your show. Is that going to happen?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. He was on Free Talk Live last night. Rich, of course, just got out of jail. I may be going to jail tomorrow. I don't really know. There's going to be a sentencing for me in the morning. I could be facing up to 2 years in prison.
Yeah, I've got to go testify at your sentencing, see if I can pull your fat out of the fire.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to help. I really don't know what's going to happen tomorrow
morning. I don't either.
Everybody's asking, what do you think's going to happen? I have no idea. I have to be ready to go to prison for 2 years. Although if it's that long, I'll probably appeal and take a jury trial. I might even just take a jury trial if it's a month. A couple weeks, no big deal. But a month, that's a lot of lost business. So it might be worth taking into a jury trial and hiring an attorney in that particular case. Because in my case, I didn't hurt anybody. You know, I didn't defraud anybody. Nobody was complaining about what I did. And it's pretty ridiculous filling out basically a government piece of paper 48 hours after I could have legally filled it out, essentially. That's the summary of the story. If you want to learn more, you can go to freekeen.com on that. Also at Freekeen, I'm going to have up very shortly the full hearing from today's Robin Hood case. So if you've been wondering what's been going on there, you can go to freekeen.com right now, and you can go scroll back through Daryl's live tweets, and he always does a great job of summarizing what's going on inside a courtroom. So you can kind of follow along what happened that way, and then I'll post up here in a little bit at Freekeen the actual unedited, uncut, raw video straight from the hearing at the Supreme Court of the Robin Hooders, the people here in the Keene area in New Hampshire who've made international headlines for saving thousands of motorists from getting parking tickets here in Keene and upsetting the city people, the city bureaucrats, so much to the point that they brought multiple lawsuits against us, and ultimately those suits are now at the Supreme Court level. What the decision will be, I, again, don't know. I don't like to predict what courts are going to do because I find that I'm sometimes surprised by them, you know, sometimes in bad ways and sometimes in good ways. So
yeah, it's difficult to predict what courts of law are going to do, and that's kind of weird, right? Because, I mean, the whole point of this system is to provide certainty, right? But there's absolute chaos in the world, and people are still freaking out about speed limits.
So, yeah, check out freekeen.com for the latest there, and don't forget to join us over at freetalklive.com as well. There's a lot going on that site, and it's all completely free. Mark, you've got a story about a five-year-old at a government school having to sign some sort of suicide contract, a no-suicide contract?
Yep, from HuffingtonPost.com, one mother is furious about her five-year-old daughter is reportedly forced to sign a suicide contract at school. The mother, named Rebecca, told Alabama outlet WPMI that the incident occurred after her kindergarten daughter drew a picture that resembled a gun and pointed a crayon at another student and said, pew, pew. There's so many of these stories. This is the reason where our mouths aren't hitting the table at this point.
Right, it's just
at this
normal.
Point, it's just getting normal that schools overreact to a kid pointing their finger, crayon, or a Pop-Tart or whatever at somebody and going, bang, bang, you're dead.
That's what kids do.
Yeah, it's certainly what they did when I was a kid. The authorities at E.R. Dixon Elementary School made the child sign a contract stating that she would not kill herself or harm anyone else.
If she violates the contract and kills herself, what's the penalty?
Whatever it is kind of moot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that it wasn't legal for five-year-olds to sign contracts. Maybe they've changed the law. Where was this again?
It's not like it's binding, Ian. I mean, what's the contract if she... What's the penalty if she kills somebody?
Well, no, I get your point. But, well, she could hurt somebody else, I guess.
What's the penalty beyond her hurting somebody else? It's a pointless contract. This is what they call in sales a tie-down.
Right. You get arrested for killing your classmate and violating a contract. Like, there's a penalty.
What does sales have to do with this?
Okay. What you do in order to get somebody on board with whatever it is you're doing is you get them to participate in the project, whether you're having them fill out their own self-addressed stamped envelope or sign something or whatever it is you do, you get them involved in the process. So now the little girl, it doesn't have her name, her mother's name is Rebecca, the little girl has participated in, now at 5 years old, I don't think this is of any value at all, mind you, but they participated in the situation. So if you've got an employee who has called another employee a bad name, you bring them into the office, you have them sign a contract that says, I will not call other employees bad names any longer.
Then you could get fired.
Well, you could fire them anyway.
That's true.
What you do is you put the next time they do it, it's like, look, pal, you signed this contract that says you weren't going to do this.
Right, so the next time the girl kills one of her classmates, he'll be like, look, little girl, you signed a contract saying that you wouldn't kill anybody.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Oh, it's pretty ridiculous. I'm not going to claim it's not. I don't think what's the point in getting a five-year-old to fill this
out? It doesn't make sense.
Rebecca said that while she was sitting in the lobby waiting to pick up her child, they had my five-year-old sign a contract about suicide and homicide. There should be a different way to handle this situation. If this is protocol, it needs to be looked at again. Rebecca added that she didn't think her daughter knew what those words even meant.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I want to go through the 5-year-olds. I want 10 5-year-olds lined up in front of me, and I want them to define suicide and homicide.
Can you imagine trying to teach them what those things are?
No!
Get the slideshow out, kids.
This is crazy.
Did they even do slides? On a piece of paper, and put it
did
to your head.
Hold on,
did they do slideshows?
Did they do slideshows in your? You're 10 years younger than I am.
Yeah, they did slideshows.
Slides stunk when I was in school. We had movies. You know, fortunately, we'd have to deal with that.
They had some movies, but they also had slideshows. I don't remember to what year they had slideshows, but they definitely had them.
Yeah, I had some slideshows.
I guess a PowerPoint is a slideshow, right?
I mean, what did they have, the transparency projector, right?
That thing
would come up. But there were slideshows, too. It's just, the teachers were antiquated, if you will, I guess.
The transparency thing was really just sort of about not having to write on the board, right? Like your arm gets tired reaching up above your head and doing that whole thing.
Right. Well, that would be more for the teacher.
Yes. You don't think they can put the transparency up there for you? You think they're doing anything for you?
And the worst class I ever had was an American history class, which essentially consisted of a woman sitting at the front of the class, a fairly overweight woman, sitting at the front of the class with one of these transparency machines and just putting on notes. And it was the job of the class to copy
them down.
And that was supposedly
that's the
education.
Class. That's the class, kids.
That was what made me hate history. I never was interested in what was going on.
Yeah, that would get extraordinarily frustrating, I think.
Yeah.
Well, copying down notes from the transparency.
I don't think you can produce creativity and genius and passion and desire in a kid. I don't think you can make that happen. But I think you can destroy it.
You can produce resentment.
Yeah,
for sure.
You can make kids hate school. You can disenfranchise them from the learning process pretty readily. And I think that the government schools, here's my conspiracy theory, folks. I think that's what they're meant to do. I think the government schools were created more than 100 years ago to produce worker bees for factories.
Yeah, there's evidence for it.
There's a lot of evidence for it that, in fact, they don't want to create creativity and passion and entrepreneurship. These aren't things that they want to create. People that put in place the idea of government school, they didn't want entrepreneurship. They were entrepreneurs.
Slave factories.
The expectation is that those people would be, they'd be educated by tutors and private schools.
So this 5-year-old girl was pretending to shoot a gun.
Yes.
In school.
And pointing a crayon, as I understand it. She drew a gun, and then she pointed a crayon and went, pew, pew. And this is, some concern that, how did suicide even get involved in this here?
Covering their bases.
I will not commit suicide or homicide or use drugs or pray to Satan or drop my... I'm sorry.
What? I presume she signed it, right? Because mom wasn't there.
Yeah, actually... Yes, she did sign it.
Mom was in the hallway or something like that, and then she found out that that had happened.
Yep, the little girl signed it. It's got her name on it, actually. They blacked out her last name. No, the counselor's signature here, but they had her student signature, and I'm thinking that this isn't even binding because she's never going to write her name like that. She did a very good job. I mean, to write her whole
name
on this at 5 years old. It's a long name, Elizabeth. But I got to say... It looks like a 5-year-old wrote it.
Did she sign it in crayon?
No, they gave her a pen.
An actual pen.
She stayed in the lines and everything. I this is so admirable.
Could this be a forgery or is it real?
I don't think so, man. It looks pretty darn genuine.
Yeah, it does look for real.
I mean, you got to be able to fake a bad kid handwriting, you've got to really be able to pull it
off. Well, that's it. That'll solve the suicide and shooting problems at the elementary school. So let's just have every kid sign this.
Yeah, why not?
And just part of your vaccinations and stuff.
Beginning of the school year. If you don't sign the no suicide, no homicide pledge, you just don't get educated. The government schools. We're out of time. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. Check out Chris at ChristopherCantwell.com. Later.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
I'm Chuck Woolery. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. The stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.